Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you just joined us, it makes me physically ill because I empathize. I've told the story of little geckos. It happens a couple times a year because there's so many. I can sit there with binoculars and watch them out on the post out up by the road. I live out in the country. I can watch these geckos hunt like tigers or lions sitting there by the light coming out and eating mosquitoes, little fat pink things, little lizards and skinks. And some of them are like a foot and a half long, some of these lizards. It's like Wild Kingdom out in the Texas Hill Country. And undoubtedly, a couple times a year, especially when it gets cold, they come in the house, and I'll be in the bathroom at night, and I feel a crunch. And I turn the light on, and there's a little smashed gecko, you know, his guts and brain smashed out, and it hurts. Because it's a pointless death, and it's a cute little creature, and I empathize with it because I love life. Now, I have proper instincts. I understand to go out and shoot a deer that's a prey animal, butcher it, and then eat it. That is a natural progression. If you don't, you get overpopulations of them, and they're running out in front of cars everywhere and starving to death. This is just happening in Austin. You're like, where is this going? What are you talking about before Dr. Corsi comes on? We get into the Trans-Texas Corridor, the attack on the Second Amendment. Just unprecedented stuff happening, but we have a normalcy bias, even I do now, to just accept it. Warrantless checkpoints where they stick their hands inside your body, it's all being set up. And the cops pull you over and just laugh at you because they're in the uniform, they're in the car, they got the power. Doesn't matter they've already been implanted with cancer viruses and the flu shot. Doesn't matter they're going to be, you know, in 10, 15 years dead of cancer, 45 years old. They'll never even know what hit them. So there's not even a... It's sad when you're looking at one of these zombies because they're just victims, but you can't get through to them. You can't get through. You're not going to get through to the zombies. 5% of our forebears said no to the corruption and won. And there's way more than 5% of us really get what's going on. But I want to say something to mainline conservatives here. It's time for you to realize that the left isn't the left, and the left isn't, you know, environmental wackos or stupid or they don't know what they're doing. They know taking guns makes crime go up. They want to make you their slave. And the reason I got off into empathy is that when I know somebody and their baby is in critical condition fighting for their life, and the nurses are there bullying them and telling the young mother, you got to take the shot or you don't get to have the baby. We'll take the baby. That's like saying, coming to somebody's door and saying, buy life insurance from me or I'm going to kidnap your kid. I mean, it's the same thing. But it's, you're in a nurse uniform. I better do what you say because the nurses have been forced to take it. They're going to now abuse you and force you to do it outside of law. Assaulting you with a deadly weapon proven to be hurting people. It's amazing. And they sit there with gaslighting. And I'm telling you, gaslighting is a term used since the 30s, and there's other clinical names for it, and it's in psychological warfare manuals that are declassified that I've gone and read, and training films that you can look on YouTube, Army training PSYOP manuals, of how when they would take over a third world country, how they'd control people and round them up. Oh, our military's done that. You go watch those psychological warfare videos, just type that in, Army psychological warfare videos, and you'll see them from the 50s and stuff, and it's what they're setting up with the checkpoints and the tattletales and all this, and they'll come to you and you're like, you know, you just use the same glove to go in my hind end and then in theirs. And they'll go, there's no glove. And you're like, what do you mean there's no glove? It's a psych warfare technique. And there's no Trans-Texas Corridor. Israelis don't own guns.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are in extremely dark times, the darkest of my 17 years on air. And unfortunately, our worst analysis is coming true. The worst case scenario is now unfolding. You can probably tell I'm a lot more serious and focused on air. I'm a lot more angry. And it's because the globalists are hammered down. They are going for broke right now. As Zbigniew Brzezinski has said in two Council on Foreign Relations speeches, also another one in Poland, and in his new book that I read a few months ago, the globalists are in trouble. Worldwide, there's an awakening. And so they are going to try to artificially trigger revolutions and put radical Muslims in charge to destabilize the whole world and then use that threat to take our liberties. It's the old British game of divide and conquer. Expanding on that, it is in the Illinois Senate. The NRA says it looks like it may pass. The article is up at Infowars.com. It is a physical gun ban of all semi-automatics, revolvers, handguns, you name it. In fact, we'll punch up Infowars.com for viewers and People can actually see that article if they're watching at prisonplanet.tv. But gun ban bill advances to Senate floor. Now, notice they use the psychological warfare program of saying, we never want your guns. We don't want to make you turn them in. That's preposterous. I played Joe Biden saying it's ridiculous. Nobody's going to try to take your handguns. Nobody's going to try to take your shotgun. When he authored an even stronger assault weapons ban that called for them to physically be turned in, that Dianne Feinstein originally turned in, that made you physically turn in all semi-autos. And we played the clip of her saying, I tried to get a bill where Mr. and Mrs. America have to turn in their guns. I'll play that clip later. But if you're a new listener, it was all over the news last week. But then they play this game of, we're not doing that. And now Feinstein's introduced her bill that even mainline gun groups are going, oh, it makes you go in with your legally bought guns, and then you go into the ATF, and then they decide if you can keep them. It's registration. No, the bill actually says that and a forced buyback, and she's in the New York Times with Cuomo saying we're going to make you turn them in. And now in Illinois, the area that this mafia controls, Rahm Emanuel and others, we're on the radio in Chicago right now fighting him. A lot of good people up there are exposing it. They're saying, oh, yeah, all state holders of guns, handguns, rifles, revolvers, pump shotguns, and pump rifles. And I saw somebody on Infowars.com comment and go, there's such a thing as pump rifles? Yeah, you didn't know there were a lot of pump rifles? Actually, some pretty good firearms out there. Lever action, you name it. They basically are banning everything but bolt action and single shot. And they've got the FOID registration. They always use registration to then confiscate. And they want the Chicago model of a total gun ban for citizens, which has made it the murder capital of the world. 500 deaths last year. 512, they said. And most of it's gang-related. The point is that this is the days of Al Capone. It's gangs killing each other. Citizens have a right to defend themselves. And a lot of those deaths were citizens defending themselves. Dr. Jerome Kors is going to join us for the balance of the hour, and I appreciate him coming on. We're going to get into this. We're going to get into his article where Perry is still doing public-private partnerships, Trans-Texas, Napa Superhighway, in pieces. And people say, I was on ManCal yesterday, and he said, well, why is it important if it's in Texas? He was asking a rhetorical question. He knew why. He's a really smart guy. Eric Mueller, and I said, Eric, there's 40-plus major interstate highways, another 40 other corollary roads that they, in the official Department of Transportation documents, say they want to take over, put taxes on, and fund the North American Union with, and it's an artery right down to the Pacific side of Mexico with the biggest port now in the hemisphere to bring in Chinese goods. And it's an international corridor, like the Romans used roads to control things. And I made the film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, almost 3 hours long. About 30 minutes of it is on this subject. And it shows Bush giving speeches saying we've merged the North American Union with the EU, all the agreements. I mean, we're already way down the hole here. So all of that's going on. And that's what this is about. We're already under a North American Union. But the states twice voted it down. Texas is the main funding artery to fund it all the way up into Canada. They've got mile markers all the way to Canada. It's marked for mile markers all the way for something like 2,000 miles. But they just call it the I-35 shoot-around outside Austin. But it goes all the way to San Antonio. It's there. And CNN, I played the clips, you've seen it, would say Ron Paul 4 years ago is insane. There is no Texas superhighway. There is no Trans-Texas Corridor. We had billboards all over the state with a cowboy going, I like the Trans-Texas Corridor, and paying tolls. And they had ads going, yeah, it's Trans-Texas Corridor. Texas is proud to be part of the Napa Superhighway System. I'd go to movies and see ads before the movies going, Texas is a proud part of the North American Union. I appreciate all you're doing. Meanwhile, we go, hey, we don't want this. It doesn't exist. And that's a psychological warfare term called gaslighting. It's a form of psychological abuse in which false information is presented with the intent of making a victim doubt his or her own memory, perception, and sanity. Instances may range simply from the denial by an abuser that previous abuse incidents ever occurred, or even the staging of bizarre events by the abuser with the intention of disorienting the victim. That's why they'll have school drills unannounced where they aim guns at kids. It happened to my crew who's got kids in public school. They come and bang on the elementary and say, "We're here to kill you." And the kids all cry and get scared. And the teachers go, you know, following a manual, "We're sorry we had to do this. It's because of American gun owners." In one manual in Michigan, the feds issued, it was, "We're sorry to do this. This was due to homeschoolers and people against public education." That's AP. If you think I'm joking, they go, "Sorry, we just blew up a car in the front parking lot and came and said we were going to kill you." And children literally urinate on themselves. Teachers have had to go to funny farms over it. Literally, this has been in the news, have breakdowns where they marched people out saying they're going to kill them in masks and don't tell them it's a drill. That was in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Okay, I'm ranting. We'll go to our guests. I just want to introduce this because some stations just joined us in this hour. That it is a psychological warfare program, and the police are being brainwashed, too, to just accept this. Now they're announcing checkpoints all over the country to stop gangs and look for illegal guns. The hammer's being dropped, and Dr. Corsi can break this down. He, of course, has worked for the State Department of National Security in classified areas. He has a Harvard PhD in political science. He's worked for, Fortune, top mega banks, you name it. I'm not going to go over his whole bio. He's got, I don't know, three or four number one New York Times bestsellers. But this is the total takeover. And the Republicans, you notice, $1 of cuts for every $41 in tax increases. 77% of Americans, massive tax increases. Obama lying about that. They're announcing total open borders, total legalization. They're going for our guns everywhere. It's on. Checkpoints, everything. Dr. Corsi, how bad is it? It's even worse than I thought it would be. What is your take? Why is it moving so quickly? It is like the dam has broken.
Well, I think it's the rush to the finish line. I think the New World Order sees an opportunity. With the article I wrote in the World Net Daily, WND, just over the holidays, it's clear that Governor Perry, with the Trans-Texas Corridor, that it's back. I mean, I researched it and found that now there's something like $20 billion in road work underway throughout Texas on these public-private partnerships. That's the key idea, the public-private partnership. In other words, and typically, three of these deals I looked at in particular, this State Highway 130 near San Antonio, extensions of I-35 around Dallas-Fort Worth, Cintra, C-I-N-T-R-A in Spain, which was the company that was going to do the full development of the Trans-Texas Corridor, the 4,000 miles that Governor Perry proposed before we exposed it, and they had to withdraw the plan in disgrace. But the center is going to build these highways on 50-year leases, where, for instance, let's say Cintra puts up $5 billion. The state of Texas subsidizes with $1 billion. Cintra builds the extension to the road. Now they're doing it piece by piece. And Cintra gets to run the toll road for 50 years on a 50-year lease, and Cintra in Spain collects the tolls from the motorists driving in Texas. And again, this was something that Governor Perry said he'd put an end to. 2009, there was a pledge to end the Trans-Texas Corridor with Cintra.
Well, don't forget, you've seen the clips where the CNN just said it didn't even exist.
Right, exactly. I mean, they're still denying that any of this planning exists, or that, you know, Winnipeg up in Canada has been declared by Prime Minister Harper to be an inland port, and they're building the same infrastructure.
What's incredible is the meetings, the maps, all of it's 100% public, and then they first announced it even in, you know, Time Magazine, and then when we don't like it, they go, "You're crazy, that doesn't exist."
Well, they deny it. They laugh about it. They, you know, if you remember up in Montebello in Canada, they were asked, Harper and Bush, and at that time, the president of Mexico, three of them meeting in the Security and Prosperity Partnership, if there was going to be a NAFTA superhighway that was going to combine three nations in this continent, North America, into an international transportation system. And Harper laughed at it, and he said, "Oh, yes, and maybe intraplanetary." And then, of course, he comes out and announces that Winnipeg is going to be an inland port. and that the government of Canada is committed to building an international transportation structure that ties into trade in the in China.
Well, it's all in the SPP documents. We're going to be right back to get into this, but then I want to get into the guns with you. And I want to get into the Middle East, Benghazi, because you're an expert on that.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Corsi is with us, and I'm your host, Alex Jones. I've been right up front in this, going to the Campo board meetings, watching the takeover, reading the SPP documents that Judicial Watch sued and got. And I know Dr. Corsi's been on this even more than I have, but watching in Texas, they don't even follow their agreements. In fact, most of the new toll road stuff is built off existing toll roads on roads they're not even supposed to put them on. They break the law and do that. Bush signed an executive order. I guess they say that makes it all right. I guess they could sign an executive order saying the moon was made of cheese. And then most of these new roads get paid for with taxpayer money, and then Centra just gets the money. But I want to get into that, and that's why I originally asked the guys to get you on, Dr. Corsi, and I appreciate you coming on. But what about the overall? I'm going to go back into it. I know you're focused on this now, but what about the overall going after the guns? I know you've been writing about that, and the Republicans selling out to massive tax increases. I mean, they're trying to collectivize this country. They know massive tax increases are going to shut the economy off, but I guess that's the plan to get people on welfare.
Let's first deal with the guns. I mean, I wrote an article also sent it into your producers there on the shooting that was, you know, the recent shooting in the elementary school in Sandy Hook. And I interviewed some of the top psychiatrists in the world, Dr. David Healy, who's in Great Britain, Peter Bragan, Harvard trained, formerly full-time consultant at the National Institute of Mental Health. And they universally told me that these kids who are shooting in the schools, these incidences are almost 90% linked with the medications prescribed to these kids by psychiatrists. In other words, what happens is these school shootings, a kid, let's say, in school is a little bit of difficult to deal with and maybe has some problems at home. So immediately the doctors come in and they diagnose the kid as having some psychological disorder, an attention deficit disorder. They get him psychiatric treatment and put him on forced medication, Ritalin or Prozac or any number of other very powerful drugs. And these are psychotropic drugs that they produce, especially in, you know, these adolescents, a form of suicidal and violent outbursts. So if you look at the incidents that have occurred and track down who these shooters are, you're going to find that about 90%, especially the high profile cases, these kids were on medication prescribed by psychiatrists on behavioral problems, which may or may not have been real, or may have just been an attempt to control a difficult kid in a school environment.
And by the way, I covered your article last week, and when you say 90%, these scientists, these doctors are being conservative, they count the few gang-related shootings where three or four people shoot each other.
Yes.
As in that, and in those cases, you know, they're usually just drug dealers. So that's why it goes down to 90. If you look at the real mass shootings, it's always goth whites or Hispanics who are avowed devil worshipers. I mean, every case, they are into the occult, they are avowed devil worshipers, and they are on psychotropic drugs. I mean, it's more like 100%. In fact, I can't find cases where the real mass shooters, where it's like 10, 15, 20 people, and it's not gang-related, aren't on these drugs.
Well, in fact, Dr. Bragan was particularly good. He said a lot of these kids are just kids that in a normal environment, you go back 40, 50 years, first of all, you'd have God in the school. You'd have parents around that could be involved. The kid might need some attention, might be a lonely kid. Now the school, which, you know, doesn't really want to deal with the kids in general, in particular, they don't want to spend any teacher time. The teachers aren't trained. So they get the psychiatrists involved. They prescribe these extremely powerful drugs.
They put them on suicide pills. The insert says causes you to commit mass murder and suicide.
And these pills are extremely dangerous, psychotropic effects, which produce the suicidal tendencies and the violent tendencies. The kids further withdraw. They withdraw into these video games, which are, you know, killing video games, this created world of fantasy of killing and violence. And then when these kids act it out in reality in a school, people are surprised. I mean, there's no reason to be surprised.
Doctor, really, if you study Chinese-style mind control and CIA, it's drugging with scenarios. These video games were designed to create instinctive killing by the U.S. military, non-thinking. You put them on mind control drugs and put them on a Pentagon killing simulator, what do you think you're going to get?
Well, and in fact, a lot of these video games were created by the military in order to increase the percentage of soldiers in combat that would actually use lethal force. It's one of the little appreciated secrets of combat going back to the revolutionary.
Break this down, Doctor. Break it down on the other side. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, you can't get fooled again.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know, Dr. Corsi is probably more qualified to talk about Benghazi than anybody I probably know. And I should have gotten him on the last few months about that. It's just that it gets lost in the shuffle. And I'm jumping in, chomping at the bit, wanting to back up everything he says because it's so on target. I want to get into that and Hillary's feigned garbage and all this other stuff that's going on and where he sees America in general going. Does he agree with my analysis that it is just runaway train right now? Is there any way to stop the takeover? Why do the globalists think it's their opportunity? Is it a response to seeing an awakening happening? They're trying to head us off at the pass. I want to get his take on that. I want to go back into the NAPA superhighway because it ties in to this tactic now that those of us that are awake go, this is ridiculous and discrediting. That they announced there's no global government being formed, but in hundreds of financial papers, they brag how they're forming a world government run by private banks. So why are they doing that? Well, because we're informed. The general public, folks, doesn't know where their state capital is. You have to understand, people think of knowing things as work. They never discover that knowing things is addictive and it's what really being alive is. And so you got to understand, I mean, the general public is just not even dumb. They're ignorant. And this tactic of just lying, I mean, at hospitals everywhere, everybody I know goes into the hospital and they say, we're not going to fix your broken leg till you take a flu shot. And they're like, but you have to render care. And they go, we're not going to. Get out. I mean, it's totally illegal on so many fronts. I mean, I've had lawyers on. It's that's what tyranny is. It's a willful criminal oppression. And they're just doing it. And now they're going to set up armored checkpoints all over the highways to, quote, check for gang members. It's just incredible. Dr. Corsi, getting back to what you were going to talk about with, for those that don't know, the statistics from World War I, World War II, on troops wouldn't kill people up close. So the Department of Defense developed, and you're right, this is something even foreign governments really didn't pick up on for a while. It's given the, quote, United States the edge. Murder simulators, killer simulators. Tell people about that.
Well, these original combat video games were developed by the military around the time of Vietnam, because the little-known secret is that in combat, most of the killing in person is done by 2 or 3% of the troops. A lot of troops will not use violence, lethal violence, when they can actually see the enemy, even when they're in danger themselves. So in Vietnam, our troops exposed to these kinds of games were able to get the kill ratio up to about 90%. 90% of the people in combat would be willing to use lethal force. And that's where these games started, because psychologically, they engineer desensitization, or desensitized process to where killing another human being or using lethal force against another human being is no longer repugnant. It becomes acceptable in the frame of behavior for the person defines for themselves. That in combination with the type of psychotropic drugs that we are regularly handing out in our schools is a formula for disaster. Kids play these games, get programmed for violence, take the drugs. The drugs affect their psychology, their thinking. They become suicidal and violent. And then we wonder why we have the incidents in the schools.
And we wonder why the military has record suicide. And we wonder why the U.S., the number one cause of death now, is suicide. Wasn't in the top 10 50 years ago. In fact, folks, you can show ABC News, number one cause of unnatural death now, suicide. We're a nation on suicide mass murder pills, and the social engineers know this full well.
And of course they do. And I want to skip to, you know, with the time we've got, I've been writing again about the economics. I have an article out today that Ben Bernanke, in the time he's been in the Fed, which started in February 1, 2006, on December 12th, which is when they announced this QE4, another round of buying our own debt, that period of time from 2006 to December 12th, 2012, Bernanke doubled the amount of national debt. We went from $8.13 trillion to $16.4 trillion. And this is, again, another conscious process of destroying the United States. This QE4, quantitative easing 4, which is the economist's term for it, means that we're going to be buying monthly $85 billion of our own treasury securities and mortgage-backed securities, which keeps interest rates artificially low, but is essentially creating so much liquidity that the dollar is becoming debased, and it's setting up the precondition for hyperinflation. Hyperinflation is now an inevitability. It's built into the system. And again, the economists know this, because in the crisis of hyperinflation, crisis of all these mountains of debt, the Americans will give up freedom. They'll move into an international environment. They'll allow the...
And by the way, you worked in banking at the highest level, so again, you know, you are uniquely able to speak to this. What's the time frame? How bad is it going to get?
Well, it's going to get... First of all, we're going to be at a point where we may double again the national debt, may not take us 6 years this time. We may do it within 3 or 4 years. Certainly, we're going to be over $20 trillion by 2014. And when we get over $20 trillion, remember, our gross national product is under $16 trillion.
Unbelievable.
So by the end of 2014, which is in 2 years, when we're coming up with the next congressional election, I expect this to be in another economic crisis of hyperinflation. And this whole deal of fiscal cliff is a fiction. We went over the fiscal cliff a long time ago. This recent legislation did nothing to solve the fiscal crisis of the United States. We actually have more spending in the bill that was just signed, just passed in this emergency fashion. And the idea that people, again, lies were rampant. Obama was saying that, you know, no middle class taxes were going to be increased. 77% of Americans who pay taxes are going to have an increase because of the phasing out of the 2% relief that was granted on the FICA reductions on payroll taxes. That's going back in. So, you know, even though this lie was told, Obama will say, well, I didn't mean that. But people are still going to get smaller take-home pay, and they can judge for themselves whether they were lied to. The federal government lies to us regularly. The Obama now lies baldly and doesn't even get called for it by the mainstream media. And this whole idea of increasing our debt to a proportion that's unprecedented in the history of the world, you know, buying our own debt. I mean, you have to get your mind around the Treasury is issuing debt and we are buying it in the Federal Reserve. It's so insane. And at some point or other, you can't keep doing this. You can't keep printing money. This is just blatantly printing money. And the liquidity may boost the stock market, but eventually, like the Weimar Republic, you get into hyperinflation. And the authorities doing this, including Ben Bernanke, know that it is inevitable that they're going to debase the dollar. In fact, it's a plan to debase the dollar. You can't look at it any other way. Now, I sent in the links. I just published a book on Obama's plan to bankrupt the United States. And this goes to the Cloward-Piven theory. And I really think it's critical people understand what the Cloward.
Yeah, we're going to put your new book up, and we've been showing WorldNet Daily and the information. In fact, I want to get this book. I haven't read it yet. We've carried your other books, but I know this is going to be powerful because I know their game plan as well. And what's incredible is, and I know you know about this, you've written about it, they brag that they're bankrupting us. Communists don't bankrupt things on accident. We always say communists are bad managers and, quote, things don't work. Because of the incredible production of the last 100 years and science, even in a communist system, if it wasn't run by devils, it'd be horrible and it would be unfair, but everything wouldn't collapse. They collapsed Ukraine and Poland on purpose. This is not a secret. They collapsed China and killed between 60 and 80 million people. They debate the numbers to radically transform forever. They understand you've got to break eggs to make an omelet. It's about the control. And so the goal is going well. More people in prison, more people on welfare, paying to ship General Motors to China. I mean, this is a plan. And I've read the review of your book. I know it breaks down where they say it's their plan. So explain to people, they're not California, when they raise taxes over and over again, that's meant to bankrupt the state. I mean, explain this to people.
Collard and Piven were two sociologists at Columbia when Obama was there, when Brzezinski was there. And their whole idea was that to destroy capitalism, you create social welfare programs, all the unemployment insurance, the Obama phones, the entire list of, you know, programs where the government is paying checks to people. And you build the system to the point where it is so huge, you've got to raise the tax base in order to pay these welfare payments, social welfare payments, entitlements, that the system collapses because the taxes destroy the economic activity, the tax base decreases, the system goes into bankruptcy. And then the Cloward and Piven, the sociologists, said that this is the time when we really have the opportunity to create a true socialist, read communist state, in which the principles of social justice, meaning destroying property, private property, destroying the family, having government control of every aspect of your life, having the bureaucrats make all decisions, including death panels on health insurance, 100% government control of all the means of production. This is what the communist dream has been, and the Clower-Piven theory is a way to make the Democratic Party essentially advocate the socialist themes, you know, welfare. We're trying to help you. We care about you. We want unemployment insurance. And then by putting the tax burden to these unreasonable levels, having debt go beyond the ability to pay the debt off, the system goes into bankruptcy, collapses, and in the ashes, out of the ashes, is born a true socialist or communist state. That's the goal. That's Obama's.
And they're going to look to the 90% that don't have jobs anymore from overtaxation and say, we got to kill the old people because it costs. They're already saying this on in Slate and Soros outfits. I mean, it's so diabolical. And remember, doctor, they always said, oh, there's no death panels. We're like, it's in the bill. No, well, there's not. Oh, there's no NAFTA highway. What do you make of them coming out and saying that Israelis don't own guns and they don't arm teachers? I mean, the level of lying, these people make the Politburo look honest.
In fact, the Democrats were going to propose this legislation. You know, it themselves own guns and are protected by guns. If you go into a federal building, you try to go into the U.S. Congress, you're going to go through metal detectors, you're going to go through all kinds of federal agencies with badges, with guns, examining everything you've got before you get in that building, wanting to know where you're going to go. The bureaucrats that want these gun-free environments don't themselves operate in a gun-free environment because they know how dangerous it would be.
Well, they're mafia. Mafia always wants to disarm its slaves. Here's my question. What is the general prognosis? Am I right? And Larry Pratt saying this is the worst assault ever. Ron Paul, I mean, I want your view on this and then your analysis. How bad is it? Because they now look gleeful and are attacking on every front, and the Republican leadership is collapsing and just saying, yes, this is what we're going to do because the foreign banks are buying both sides.
The GOP is in disarray. The globalists and the socialists who have, the far left, you know, the Bill Ayers crowd has stolen the leadership of the Democratic Party. This is not the Democratic Party of Jack Kennedy or Hubert Humphrey or Harry Truman. That party's dead. This is the radical left, the socialists, read communists, hijacking the Democratic Party and putting their agenda in the name of progressive.
I saw another Slate article today calling to get rid of our free speech. I mean, these people are monsters.
Assaults are going to be left and right. You get a Sandy Hook coming on, immediately the New World Order agenda jumps on this for gun legislation. The worst possible thing. And then when the NRA tries to hold a press conference, they get ridiculed by the mainstream media, the demonstrations, the acting up, the agenda is not heard, the lies are being told. Yes, teachers are armed in Israel. Yes, if you walk around Israel, there are automatic weapons being held by off-duty military in uniform. It's a very militarized environment because it's the only way it's safe. And in fact, if you do create these gun-free zones, the truth is, like Chicago, you're going to create a free killing zone.
And then they bring the military in as the answer. See how they do it? They take the citizens' guns. It becomes a crime system. Then they bring in troops, which is they're now doing.
They rely on the government to protect you, which is exactly our founding fathers advised us. Do not rely on the government to do anything for you.
Let me ask you this. Are they going to win? I mean, how bad is it?
Well, it's going to be, it's the closest to the globalists and the socialist communist left winning. And they're using the Saul Alinsky agenda. Obama is going to, again, you've got to read these two e-books I wrote. The one on the Saul Alinsky, the evil genius behind Obama. And Obama's plan to bankrupt the USA, the Clower-Piven theory, because it explains what they're doing. They're using the class warfare, resentment against the rich. We've got to tax the rich. Even with Obama getting this agreement on the fiscal cliff, he's already saying in videotape presentations to his constituency, the, you know, Obama for America crowd, that he hasn't taxed the rich are still not paying their fair share. They won't
Howard Dean came out and said the poorest people need to pay more taxes.
Well, in fact, The point is that the socialist agenda, nobody in the end owns any private property.
Except the master bureaucrats who are exempt from all the rules.
And are protected by the military, do not themselves live in gun-free zones, don't give up their weapons, but in fact...
No, they all have bodyguards. That's a status symbol of them.
Bodyguards. And go into a federal building that you don't have to go through a metal detector with badges and guns.
Michael Moore has 5 to 6 bodyguards every time I've seen him. Piers Morgan has armed bodyguards. I mean, it's all on record.
Hypocrisy and the lying of the New World Order and this Bill Ayers left, that Obama left, has never been greater. They're lying about everything, saying, oh, no, we don't have a NAFTA superhighway. There's no public-private partnerships here. Then you look and you find there's $20 billion of deals that Governor Perry has signed with Sintra in Spain.
No, they bragged in the AP years ago. They said Perry's just going ahead in chunks. I mean, it's not a secret. They just laugh at us. Incredible. Just stay there, Doc. We got to go to break. I want to come back and get more into just the economy. I mean, is there any way to turn this around? How bad is it going to get? And then we'll have the third hour with a bunch of special reports we're going to premiere here and a bunch of news and so much more. We just got to get the word out. These people are such authoritarians, ladies and gentlemen.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We've got an extremely powerful video piece we did to counter Mayor Bloomberg's piece with all the different actors saying turn your guns in. One of our listeners, again, I'm proud that our listeners are so active, put out a video showing how each actor in there is in these movies involved in gratuitous mass murder and shooting, which then anti-gunners who aren't even gun owners, because there's not just the predatory anti-gunners who know they want to disarm us and make us slaves. There's folks who've never had guns, and they think of guns like Hollywood, that every time a gun's out, somebody's Uzi-ing someone. And they're real scared of them. And Hollywood helps do that. And one of our listeners put out a video that's had millions of views because drudgereport.com linked to it. And then Fox News picked it up and all these other channels. That's what I keep telling listeners. I'm nobody special, folks. And I've reached 15 million people a week now, one way or another. Okay? People like Dr. Corsi, who's well-researched and smart. He reaches millions every week in interviews and his books. One of our listeners, because I went to his channel and saw, you know, he listens to the show and some of his videos, went and did something that's been seen by tens of millions now. And we're going to put a video out that hopefully will get seen by millions that really counters Bloomberg. It's up to you, though. And just thank God for Drudge. Listen, I got to say something, Dr. Corsi. I'm not just kissing the rumpus of DrudgeReport.com. I've been tracking it, and more, it's WorldNet Daily, it's InfoWars, but we're like junior when it comes to really just every time Drudge is able to take our information and others and his research and really force it out there. And I see the system always demonizing Drudge because they don't like it. And I think it's a tale and an example, an allegory of the fact that we can win. You know, if we get aggressive now, so let me ask you solutions in this segment and five in the next hour. I know you've got to go. What can we do to really beat these people? Because even a lot of folks don't like socialism, but their jobs have been shipped overseas. They're disabled. And Obama's going to give them money until he fully takes over. Then he's going to euthanize you. What can we do as solutions, Dr. Corsi?
Well, then, first of all, you're right about Drudge. Drudge is doing yeoman's work, and so are you, Alex. We're in the battle. We're doing it every day as well, WND. The weapon we've got is the truth, and we've got to keep developing and presenting the truth to the American people. We've got the advantages of being able to communicate with millions of people through the Internet. We've got the ability to get the word out, and people are reading and paying attention. In the next few years, we're going to have to learn how to even use social media more effectively, how to use all of these techniques of reaching people one by one in their homes, knowing who our listeners are. There's great advances coming in the ability, I believe, to technologically reach people and communicate with people individually but in large numbers. But the advantage we've got is the truth. And I think if we keep going back to it, I mean, every one of the articles I write, Alex, I footnote. I've got all kinds. You can go look at the original sources. That's what, you know, made the articles of the North American Union, going back to when I was writing the late, great USA in 2005, 2006, so powerful, was I linked to their own documents, the government's own documents. If you look at the article I have on Bernanke increasing our debt, I linked to the Federal Reserve minutes in which that is announced, which is a document that's boring. Most people don't want to read it. But when you see it, it's startling. Because there, the Federal Reserve is telling you they're going to buy $85 billion a month. I mean, it's staggering. It's like, say, we're going to buy $1 trillion of our own debt. And as if that's, you know, buying your own debt is like having a, you know, a printing press in your basement. So checks come in. Don't worry about it. We'll just keep printing money and send out, pay the bills.
But the globalists, they get real goods for that. And then we get handed the debt when most of it's derivative. Stay there. Again, we're bailing the bankers out. We're going to do five more minutes. I want to hear more solutions.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. travel. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.